Welcome to SpartanCast, a joint effort between WVYC, the voice of York College, and the York College Athletics Department. This weekly podcast will be an up-close and personal look at some of the coaches and scholar-athletes at York College. Now here is your host this week, Jeffrey Schiffman. Welcome to WVYC's SpartanCast. This week's edition, we are joined by York College soccer goalie, Charlie Johnson. First of all, thank you for joining us, taking time out to spend some time, talk a little bit about your sport and yourself and all that sort of stuff. I guess the first place we should start is, how's season going so far?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. It's my senior year, so it's bittersweet. It's coming to an end, but so far we're looking pretty good. Starting 2-0-1 with a tie, so future's looking bright.
And if I'm not mistaken, the tie was against a ranked team?
Yeah, Franklin Marshall, ranked number 12 in the nation.
So that's a good way. You feel good about the start of the season. It's always difficult to know. You know, you can have practices and spring practice and all that sort of stuff and then get into preseason. But you really don't know until you start playing people, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was interesting, yeah.
All right. You mentioned that you were a senior and that it's a little bittersweet. You've been a three-year starter here at York College, which is a long time for most athletes at the collegiate level to be starting. Tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are. You're from the Harrisburg area. You played high school, obviously. Club has become a huge thing in soccer. Tell us how you got to soccer. Why soccer, I guess, is probably the biggest question.
Yeah, it's pretty weird, actually. None of my parents really played soccer in high school or collegiately. My dad was a football player, so I have a football player's body, and my mom was a field hockey player. So basically started when I was 5 years old, and I pretty much loved it. I loved playing the field. I still do like playing the field more than goalie sometimes, but yeah, it came a long way, and I can't see myself as a person without soccer in my life. So
you've been playing better part of 15, 16 years competitively. We can discuss whether five-year-olds are really playing competitive soccer, but that instilled something in you. How, as you've gone along, how has that changed? Has anything changed? You said you loved it right from the start. Have you, has it gone up and down, or has it always been, a love affair?
It's always been a love affair. You have your rough games that you, or like a goalie, you make one mistake, and that's what everyone will remember you as. You're the goalie that made a mistake that caused a goal. You can make 10 saves, and everyone will forget it. So I still love the game of soccer, and it's grown on me like every day, honestly. And that's why I want to continue being around soccer and being a collegiate soccer coach after I graduate from York.
We talked about club soccer. You played Penn Classics, which is a PA Classics, which is a very big in the central Pennsylvania area. How has that changed where more and more players at the high school level and the collegiate level have really been playing for a long period of time, almost full year, almost for the full season? Has that changed things?
Yeah, it has, actually. I was playing locally for most of my life, and then I went to PA classes when I was a junior in high school, and I just really saw myself develop as a goalie, and it's ultimately led me here, and it's very time consuming, but in the end, to me, it's all worth it. I found myself being way better, way smarter as a player, and just an overall better player from PA Classics.
You said you like to play in the field. Were you a multi, did you play multi positions, I guess, when you were younger?
When I was younger, yeah, but when I was in fifth grade, I was some people call that dumb kid that raised their hand to be goalie. Then I was actually good at being goalie. So they're like, all right, you can stay being a goalie. And yeah, I still, when we do pick up, I play on the field and I take PKs all the time. So I'm like second in line this season to take a PK. So
okay, there you go.
Still hoping for a goal in my career.
One of the things that you mentioned is that you'd like to move on in collegiate ranks. You'd like to actually do it. So what are your goals post graduation?
Definitely receive my master's in some capacity. I don't know what exactly yet, but definitely master's degree first, and then I'll decide like where I want to coach. I'm from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which is only 45 minutes away, so I don't know how far I'm willing to go to coach, but I know collegiate coaching's a tall task and you have to move places, so I'll be willing to move wherever. Doesn't matter what division, it's just as long as I'm around the game of soccer, I can really see myself being satisfied and happy with my life.
You say you're going to get your master's and you're going to go right away. So you'll be still involved, even though this will be your last season collegiately playing. You're going to be, next fall, you're going to be doing something. Where's that going to be?
I'm not sure yet. I currently have somewhat of a job set up for McDaniel College as a grad assistant. So I have that pretty much planned. Alumni Justin Kaiser is a grad assistant there now. We basically been talking over the summer, and I visited there like once. And Coach Steve Coleri, who used to coach at York, assistant coach, loved me and said the job's yours if you want it. So I don't know. I'm still going to look other places just for other options. Got to have options. And if so, I'll go to McDaniel. Yeah.
Your sports management major, you mentioned you're going to get your master's. Would it be in that related field?
Yeah, somewhere in that. Maybe exercise science something like that.
When you were looking at colleges, when you were looking to come to colleges, what attracted you to York College?
Like I said, I'm from Harrisburg, so it's not too far from here, so I'm definitely a homebody. And my mom always wants to see my games, so she convinced me to go somewhere closer. And York was perfect. It was kind of far away, not close to my parents, but sure enough that I can go home on some weekends or some weekdays if something came up. And another thing that really attracted me to York was the sport management program. I know they had a good reputation, not only in Pennsylvania, but regionally in the nation for where people get their jobs from York or where they go from York College. And school is basically the main priority when you're in college, so definitely the major helped me. And talking about soccer, I know York was competitive when I was in high school. They were in the NCAA tournament my years when I was in high school, so that also attracted me. And also I noticed that some people don't recognize is that the schedule York plays year in and year out is usually consistently hard. And for a player like me, I want to play the harder teams because I feel like that's when I perform best. And that's what really attracted me to York, because you get to test yourself each and every game. You don't get a layoff game where you can just relax and coast through it. And games for my recruiting day trip, I actually saw York versus Messiah in the NCAA tournament of the Sweet 16. And honestly, from that moment on, I hated Messiah. I didn't even commit to York yet, and I hated Messiah. And I just wanted to beat them. And knowing when I come to York, I'll play them every year, it was something I really wanted to do and play against Messiah, who was at that moment the top team in the nation.
That you talk about motivation every single game. So you're a guy who, you don't want an easy game. You want to know that every game we go into, it's going to be tough. I've got to be on my game every single play. How do you get in that mindset?
It's weird. I don't really get nervous for games anymore, so I don't really like crack under pressure. I just love that competitive atmosphere. And that's another thing with the CAC, the Capital Area Conference that York plays in. You need that edge. Like, you know, you need to win this game, and every game's difficult. But I just get motivated. Like, I want to be the best. I want to beat the other goalie on the other side of the field. Just want to compete and win not only individual accolades, but team championships too. So that drives me.
Are you a guy that when you're watching a game, or, you know, even if it's at the other end of the field and the goalie makes a great play, you're like, oh, that was really good. I'm not sure that I could do that. Does that roll through your head sometimes? Or if you're watching, you know, especially if, you know, because I think soccer, we've seen it rise in this country. You know, now you can watch all the Premier League games, the MLS games. You can watch all that sort of stuff. Are you paying more attention to the goalie than anything else that's going on there?
I do, actually. When I'm in games, I usually say to myself, oh, dang, that was a nice save that keeper had. And I'll let him know in between breaks or something, like give him a high five, say, hey, that was a great save. But, yeah, when I watch, like, pro teams or foreign or countries in, like, Europe, goalies play, I just, like, take mental notes of, oh, he's doing this for this reason. Or if they make a bad mistake, maybe I, like, rewind the tape, like, four or five times and see what he did wrong. And then that's a mental note for me, like, okay, I got to make sure I do this instead of what he did. So,
one of the challenges that you faced while you were here was a coaching change. The original coach that had recruited you left school, and you had a new coach. How did that transition work for you? Was that something that you were concerned about?
For me personally, I was not affected by it too much because I have, I think, one of the best goalie coaches I've ever had in my life, and Coach Mustard. So as long as I texted him, or I called him right after I heard the coaching change, and I was like, "Are you staying at York?" He goes, "Yeah, don't worry about it." So I was like, "All right, like, that's good for me. That's a positive for me that I'm staying here." And but for the team, we had groups of guys who competed in the NCAA tournament and the Sweet 16 and won CAC championships, so they knew what we were expected of. And so that change of, oh, this is going to be grouping year, really didn't set in our minds, like, we're still CAC champions, and we need to carry that on, even whoever our coaches is. But Coach Sheffy's a good coach. We all love him on and off the field. He's a great guy. Great guy to really teach you about life, not only just soccer, just all of his mannerisms and all the stuff. I really look up to him, and I'm kind of happy that he was the coach that.
One of the things that also Coach Sheffy can bring to you is he's a York College grad, went away, coached in other places, and then came back. He can tell you what those experiences like. Have you kind of talked with him about that a little bit?
Yeah, and he always tells the team, like, what he went through as a player. I think that's what helps us the most. We're such a young team, especially this year with almost half our team being freshmen, that he knows what to expect in these games, and we can relate to him because he's actually been in these games. And he was a sophomore captain and All-American, so right there is respect to the respect to him, ultimately, that we have to listen to him and admire that we know what he's talking about, and he has a sense.
Charlie Johnson, your college soccer goalie, congratulations on your career. I'm sure that you're not thinking about that, but congratulations on that. Good luck for the rest of the season, and thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us for SpartanCast. SpartanCasts are available to listen to on the York College Athletics website, ycpspartans.com, or at the WVYC podcast site, wvyc.podbean.com. SpartanCast is a production of WVYC-FM, and any use of the material without the express written consent of WVYC or York College of Pennsylvania is prohibited. The SpartanCast executive producers are Jeffrey Schiffman and Scott Geis. Until next week, thanks and go Spartans!